the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith will be our study tonight. I tell you something, I'm learning some awesome, awesome things. I tell you, awesome. And I'm so excited to share this with you. So our text tonight is Mark chapter 11. We will be reading from Mark chapter 11. We will read verses 11 to 14 and verses 20 to 26. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 6, the God kind of faith. We will see how we can develop this God kind of faith. We will see how we can have this God kind of faith. So let's go to the scriptures we have tonight. And let's start with that Mark chapter 11. And in Mark chapter 11, I will read, but before then, before I read from verse 20 down to 26, let us have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight. We know nothing except what you reveal to us. I pray upon my heart and the heart of everyone that is part of this broadcast tonight, part of this Bible study. Lord, we come to you just the way we are. We know nothing. We know nothing except what you reveal. I pray upon every heart. I pray upon every mind. Let your word in its simplicity, gain entrance as you transform every heart into a good ground. Like a seed, let your word fall on the hearts tonight, our hearts tonight. And let there be light, illumination, understanding, and let there be healing, let there be deliverance, because your word, when you send it, brings healing and deliverance. And Lord, all the glory be unto you as you speak to me and through me and to everyone. Thank you, for all the glory is to you and all the blessings is for us in the name of Jesus. So I read Mark and chapter 11. You see, it's an interesting story. Remember, we're talking about the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith. How do we have this God kind of faith? How do we develop this God kind of faith? So let me read Mark 11. And I want to start with that latter part, which is 20 to 26, verse 20 to 26, Mark chapter 11. So just come along and flow with us tonight. So verse 20, the Bible says, now in the morning, please note that, in the morning, now, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Please note that. In verse 24, Mark chapter 11, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. I repeat, therefore, I say to you that verse 24, Mark chapter 11, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, listen, I do not know anyone who would not like a situation when you pray. every time you pray. Each time you pray, everything you pray about, everything you ask for, you actually receive them. Now, when you look at what Jesus says here, Jesus actually says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. So there is a guarantee from what Jesus is saying here that when we pray and we believe and we receive, we will have. So this is a clear case of exercising faith here. Now, we started a teaching. If you joined us on Sunday, we looked at some basic rudiments of faith. We saw from that Hebrews chapter 11, which is the second scripture we quoted there. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 gives us a definition of what faith is. On Sunday, we saw that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Two things. Faith is substance. Faith is evidence. We are rest assured when we are operating in faith that the things we do not see, the things that we're hoping for, we will have them. That's just another way of putting it. So faith is what we need to bring the things we're hoping for, the things we cannot see, to bring them into reality, to experience them. And we saw again how we have faith, how faith comes. How does faith come? We saw that on Sunday, that faith comes by what we are told, by what we hear. You see, what you believe today is as a result of what you heard, what you were told, what somebody told you, what you read somewhere. Everything you believe is as a result of what you heard or what you were told. And that's faith. But you see, everybody has faith in something. Everybody has faith in someone. How do you have faith in something? Because you were told about that thing. How do you have faith in someone? Because you were told about that someone. Everything about you today that you believe is because you were told. If you were not told, you will not believe. Very simple principle. We try to look at logic. So that's looking at things logically. Now, let's go to this passage and let's examine the story. Let me give us the background of the story. We saw that it was in the morning in Mark chapter 11, verse 20. They were passing by, that is Jesus and his disciples. They were passing. They were passing by. They had passed through this place before. And more or less, they were going back through somewhere they had passed through before. And then they saw a fig tree that was dried up from its roots. Now, that would have probably not made any sense to them or, you know, caught their attention. But it caught their attention because the previous day, I tried to calculate it about 24 hours, at least 24 hours before now, there was an encounter between them, specifically Jesus here, and that fig tree. They were passing by and they saw the fig tree. And the encounter between Jesus and that fig tree was that Jesus was hungry. We will see that, you know, if we back up and read the previous verses, but we will look at that. But let me just give us a background so that we will see why we're studying this. So the encounter, as a result of the encounter between Jesus and the fig tree, 24 hours later, at least 24 hours later, the fig tree had dried up from the roots. And in verse 21, Peter now remembered that encounter between Jesus and that fig tree. And Jesus, and he drew his attention. You know, Peter excitedly said, "Here, oh, Rabbi, look, the fig tree." Rabbi just means master, okay? "The fig tree which you cursed has withered away." And Jesus latched onto this in verse 22 to teach them and a demonstration of what faith is. And Jesus now said in that verse 22, "Have faith in God." That is what has brought us to what we want to study tonight. You see, literally, what Jesus said there, telling them is, have the God kind of faith. Have the faith that God himself has and God exercises. You know why? Because if you read Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible tells us that everything created on this earth was created. God actually created them by faith. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hold on to Mark chapter 11. We will come back to it. So Hebrews chapter number 11. Let's look at it. In Hebrews chapter 11, if we read, okay, we see the definition of faith in verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Verse 2, "For by it," that is faith, "the elders," that's the ancient people of old, "they obtained a good testimony." Now, in verse 3, "By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God." Please note that word. We're emphasizing on word tonight. We know, it says, "By faith we understand that the worlds," the world we live in, "and everything in this world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." In other words, let me read an amplified translation of that verse 3 to give us a better understanding. That verse 3 in the amplified version of the Bible, the amplified just expands the word. You know, it's like you use a word and people don't understand what you mean, and then you use other words to explain that one word. You amplify that word so that it's clearer, it's easier to understand. Okay, now look at verse 3, amplified. It says, "By faith," that is, with an inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness of God, "we understand that the worlds, universe, ages were framed and created, formed, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible." In other words, every visible thing you see now was made by some mechanism, some invisible mechanism. And what is that mechanism? We see there in that verse 3, words. The words. Words. Word of God. If I ask you, can you see words? No. Can you hear? Yes, you can hear me because I'm speaking words. But when I speak words, do you know you don't kind of see letters? What you actually see is pictures, images in your mind. If I say a dog, you don't see D-O-G. What you actually literally see in your mind is a dog. You know, if I say, let's do an exercise now, white dog. White dog. Can you see a white dog? The white dog is wagging its tail. Now the white dog is running towards you. Well, I can see some people literally almost running away now when you heard the white dog is running towards you. I know some people who can stand dogs. You see, the power of words, words create images first in our minds. But you see, beyond the image, words actually create reality. And faith and words work hand in hand. Because by faith, the Bible says we understand that the world we live in now, was framed, created, put in order by the word of God. It takes us back to the book of Genesis chapter 1. When you read Genesis chapter 1, you will see that everything that was made was spoken of first. Words were spoken, and then it became. World started having shape. The earth started having shape through words. Now, hold that at the back of your mind. And now let's go back, because we're looking at the God kind of faith. So what that means is that the God kind of faith involves words, but not just any word, God's word. Romans chapter 10 now tells us, if you link that together, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're talking about praying. I want to pray, and I want everything I pray about to come to pass, to come into reality. You know, the world is going through a global catastrophe. There's a pandemic. People are losing jobs. People are dying. You know, spike in the coronavirus. Do you know that virus is actually also invisible? But then we're seeing the devastation of and this invisible virus. We're seeing the effect of it. You know, prior to late 2019, there was nothing like COVID-19. It's a word. It was created by people, scientists, who saw a devastation, studied it, that's happened to the human body, human system and organs, and gave it a name. They called it COVID-19, that it belongs to the family of coronaviruses. Where was COVID-19 before late 2019 and 2020? We all believe it because somebody said it, gave it a name. Now you hear COVID-19, you hear COVID-19, you hear COVID-19, COVID-19, coronavirus. Even the youngest child that can comprehend things understand. So you see the power of words. Now let's go back to our passage in Mark chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11. Tonight we are looking at the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith. Listen, let me bring up the screen again to show you what we're studying, the God kind of faith. And also, if you want to ask a question, you want to make a comment, www.sli.do, and the code is 82680. I just need to say that quickly because as I'm talking now, questions are rising in your heart. Please do send those questions so that we are intentionally participating and answering some questions tonight. So Mark chapter 11. Now let's go back. Remember, one of Jesus' disciples, Peter, saw a fig tree dry up. And then he drew the attention of Jesus that, whoa, Jesus, remember, the fig tree you cursed has withered, is dried up from the roots. Now, Jesus used that opportunity now to talk about faith. So what did Jesus do to that fig tree? Back up with me and let's go to that same Mark chapter 11. and verse number 12. Okay? Mark 11, verse 12. Okay, let's start from verse 11. Mark 11 and verse 11. Remember, Jesus used this opportunity to say, have the God kind of faith. So what's this God kind of faith? How does this God kind of faith operate? Let's go. The Bible says in Mark chapter 11 and verse 11, the Bible says, and Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Verse 12, Mark chapter 11. Now, the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he will find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Come with me. In response to it, the King James Version says, Jesus answered the fig tree and said, okay, in response to it, Jesus said to it, let no one eat from you ever again. And the disciples heard it. What did Jesus do? Jesus spoke words to that fig tree. Remember, the God kind of faith involves words. God himself created with words. Genesis chapter 1, everything was created with words. Words are first invisible. You don't see words. You hear words. It creates images. But then the faith of God goes beyond just creating images in our heads, but it brings what he says into reality. That is the God kind of faith. So when I go to God to pray, I am praying for something that I don't have yet, something I am not seeing yet. And Jesus said, if I have the God kind of faith, when I come to God to pray, to ask in prayer, and I believe and I receive, I will have whatever I ask for. Now, let's go down so that you see the power of words, and I will tell us something again here. Let's go down now to that verse 22 again. So Jesus answered and said to him, after they brought him back, his attention, they went back that way 24 hours later, after he had spoken to that fig tree, nobody's going to eat from you anymore. The Bible says, they told Peter, in verse 21, said, the fig tree you cursed has withered away. It's dried up from the roots. So Jesus now said, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, please watch this, whoever says to this mountain, the God kind of faith says, remember, the God kind of faith uses words. Words are spoken. When words are spoken, they create images. When these images come into reality, that is the God kind of faith. God doesn't just speak. God speaks images, words, images, and these images become reality. So Jesus is saying, when you say, using the God kind of faith, you will say to a mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that the things you say, please emphasize that, say, but believes that the things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. The God kind of faith speaks, says, Right? Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever you ask when you pray, remember, say words. God kind of faith uses words, so you speak words. So when you're asking, you ask with words. You don't just come and you just stand, you're not saying anything, and you expect that somebody will know what's in your heart. No. The God kind of faith says, speaks. But, you know, I will tell us another level, because somebody's asking, what if the person is dumb? The person thinks. When you think, that's you speaking in your heart. And the Bible tells us God hears the thoughts. He sees the thoughts. He knows the thoughts, the intents of our heart. When you say something in your heart, God hears it. When you verbalize it and you say audibly, God hears it. Because the key we will see here is the heart. Listen, he says, if you say to this mountain, verse 23, be removed, be cast into the sea, and you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that the things you say, listen, you say it first in your heart. You verbalize it audibly. You say it. There are two kinds of sayings here, I tell you. Because when you look at the God kind of faith, the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, I believe verse 20 is one of my wife's favorite scriptures, that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. Faith says, but the first place where you say it is in your heart, because that's where we deal with doubts, and then we speak it, we verbalize it audibly. Listen, if you say something you don't believe in your heart, you're just speaking mere words. We will see something now, okay? If he say, but believes that those things which and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. The God kind of faith operates words, speaks words. The words create, and the God kind of faith brings the words that creates into reality. What we create with words, the God kind of faith is what brings it into reality. Listen, I know you have been a Christian, or you just stumbled on this and you're not a Christian. By Christian, I mean you believe in God. You've given your heart to God. And there are so many things you've been praying for and you have not seen them come to pass. Let me tell you, this is the season. We're looking at faith for a new season, which is the theme for this month. This is the season where you're going to re-examine your faith walk, and you're going to literally ask yourself, examine yourself if you are in this God kind of faith, or you have just been expressing a faith that does not come from God. Remember on Sunday, we looked at the different sources of faith. Number one, your mind. Your mind. You hear things, your mind can create words. And if you are thinking in your mind, and you, what you're acting on is what your mind conjures up, that's not the God kind of faith. Number two, people, the sources of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and sources of hearing of faith. People say things to us. And if you act on what somebody said, that's not the God kind of faith. Because unconsciously, some people are exercising faith based on what somebody said, not on what God said. Some people are exercising faith based on what their mind said, not what God said. That's why you hear some people are prophesying today, and it's not coming to pass because they are simply saying what's in their mind, not what God said. They heard it quite all right, but it's their mind that said it, not God. They heard it quite all right. It's people that said it, not God. So examine yourself today if you're in the faith, the God kind of faith. Number three source of hearing is the devil. The devil messes up our minds. The devil, you know, bombards our minds with thoughts. We hear things that are destructive. The devil comes to steal. You hear words that steal your mind, you lose your mind. You hear words that kill. That's the second thing the devil does. The enemy of our souls, he steals, he kills our minds. People literally, their minds just go and destroys. They end up getting destroyed. So the words, destructive words that steal, kill, and destroy, they're the kind of sources of hearing of faith. You can actually have faith in the devil. That's why some people, I tell you something, some people actually believe more in the devil than they believe in God. And they think they are actually Christians. You see them, everything, the devil is attacking me. The devil said this to me. The devil said that to me. The devil did this. Oh, we've got to pray against the devil. But look, the Bible says, resist the devil. The Bible, we see Jesus bind the devil, cast the devils out. I'm telling you, I've read the Bible. I've not seen Jesus spend so much time focusing on the devil, fighting the devil, wrestling with the devil, spend 1 hour night vigil, early hours of the morning, talking to the devil, talking to the devil, talking to the devil. Listen, faith does not come by talking to the devil. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. When we hear the word of God, we speak the word of God. It's what God says, the word of God we hear, that we speak, that comes to pass. That's what we need to just simply say to the devil. We just see Jesus. The Bible said he cast out the spirit by his word. So we spend so much time with the devil, wrestling with the devil, focused on the devil, because unconsciously you've heard the devil so much that you believe the devil is so powerful that if you don't spend 1 hour wrestling with the devil, you won't have what you're asking for. I do not see that happening here. Let's go back to this and let me begin to explain some things. And please feel free, let your comments come in so that we can answer those questions and whatever you have. All right. I will look at this. Somebody said something, but let me quickly explain the God kind of faith. We're going to look at this more in depth. This is a series, the God kind of faith series. We will see in that Hebrews chapter 11, literally look at all the people mentioned there, if time permits, of this month, because they operated the God kind of faith. Now, let me now say this, and I will look at your comments before we close tonight. The God kind of faith is not just about coming to God to ask God to give you things. I repeat, the God kind of faith is not just about coming to God to ask God to give you things. Because that's what some of us have been doing, probably. You come to ask God to give you things, and you find out you don't get it. So what is this God kind of faith? This God kind of faith is about you hearing what? Not hearing your mind, not hearing people, not hearing the devil, but hearing the word of God. You say, how can I hear the word of God? That is why you have a Bible. That is why it is written. Listen, you spend more time listening to your mind. You spend more time listening to people. People even telling you about God, what they think God is, not necessarily what God is. You spend so much time listening to the devil, you won't have this God kind of faith. Because this God kind of faith comes by you hearing the word of God. Remember, the God kind of faith has to do with words, 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 and then saying the words, creating the words, and these words come to pass by the God kind of faith. So the God kind of faith is about you hearing the word of God, not your mind, not the devil, not people. receiving the word of God. I will tell us, explain that quickly using that fig tree. Believing the word of God. And then saying what you heard, what you received, what you believed about the word of God. And then you say it, you act on it. That is the God kind of faith. It's not just, oh, God, give me this. I'm coming to God. No. If you are coming to God in prayer, you come to God based on what God has said to you. That is what you come back to God to ask for. The Bible tells us in the book of Numbers that God is not a man that he should lie. Lies have to do with words, saying things that are not true. God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible now went further. Has he said it? Look at that again. Shall he not do it? Has he promised? Shall he not bring it to pass? What has he said to you? That is where the God kind of faith starts from. The God kind of faith starts with the word of God and ends with the word of God. It doesn't start with your own word or your own thinking or your own imagination or the devil or somebody, and then you try to end it with God. No, God is Alpha, Omega, beginning, end. You start with the word of God, you continue in the word of God, and you end with the word of God. That's the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith, you take your action based on what God said. Because faith, hearing the word, receiving the word, believing the word, saying the word, and acting on it, that's the God kind of faith. Now, let's go to this fig tree, because I want to quickly round up tonight and read some one or two questions there. Look at that fig tree in Mark chapter 11. Jesus came to that fig tree. What happened to that fig tree? The Bible said, and Jesus answered the fig tree in response to the fig tree. The fig tree literally was speaking to Jesus, I've got no fruit to give you. I've got nothing here. It's not my time. And Jesus only used that fig tree to demonstrate faith. Please, if you are so angry, because I used to have a friend, he read that passage and got angry at Jesus. What did the fig tree do to Jesus? Why did Jesus curse the fig tree? Why? Excuse me. Don't get emotional over what is not worth it. He was using the fig tree to demonstrate faith. That is why, if you are so upset with that he cursed the fig tree, that he said that to the fig tree. It was an opportune moment to demonstrate and teach the God kind of faith. Please, don't, like somebody will say, don't take paracetamol for somebody else's headache. Excuse me. It's not your headache for crying out loud. So in response, he spoke to the fig tree. Look at what happened. The Bible said when he spoke to that fig tree, right? Let me show us. The Bible said in response, in verse 14, Mark 11, he said, remember, the God kind of faith deals with what? Words. He said to the fig tree, let no one eat from you ever again. The Bible says, and his disciples heard it. Faith comes by hearing. Now listen, it's not only the disciples who heard, the fig tree heard. Heard those words. And because these are the words of Jesus, listen, if you understand Jesus, Jesus said, I do not do anything except what I hear from my Father. The words that I speak, they are not my words. That was an opportunity for God to show humanity what faith was. That was just the opportunity. So the fig tree heard, because they are the words of God, the fig tree received that word. The fig tree believed that word. The fig tree literally aligned to the word. Now, Jesus now used that opportunity when they drew his attention. The fig tree, as withered away. He now said, that's it. That's what I'm trying to demonstrate to you. When you come to me, hear my word. When you hear my word, receive. Now, let me tell us something about the receiving. Receiving is intentional. You see, time will fail us tonight. If I tell you my word, I come to you, for example, and I say, I will give you 50 pounds. Remember, you heard me say, I will give you 50 pounds. But in your mind, you can say, what is he talking about? He's not going to give me. What that means is that you did not receive my word. You only heard it. Let me tell you, there's a difference between receiving and believing, because the key to believing is to first of all receive. The key to believing is to first of all receive. So if I tell you I will give you 50 pounds, if you don't receive it, you're not convinced I will give you. You won't believe me. And because you don't believe me, what is going to come out of your mouth is what you're going to say. You're going to doubt me, no matter how good my intentions are. So when you look at it, Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you have received, then you shall have what you say. So the God kind of faith starts with hearing the word of God, receiving the word of God. For example, let me give you an example. When you look at the word of God in the Bible, it defies science. It defies, you see people blind, Jesus will speak, the eyes will open. A lame man, Jesus will say to the lame man, take up your bed, rise up, walk. Listen, it involves hearing. You receive. What it means is that, you know what? In my heart, this is not possible. Let me accept, start with that fact. Faith does not ignore fact. Listen, I believe, I know, no, don't let me use the word believe. I know this is not possible. Let me use the example of a lame man. The man is lame, and Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. Because when you look at Jesus, Jesus will end up saying, be it unto you according to your faith. So these are the rudiments of the faith. You heard it, doesn't mean you believe it. You heard it, you have not received it, then you will find it difficult to believe. So the lame man hears that you are healed, take up your bed, walk. The lame man looks at himself. Excuse me, the legs are gone. This is lameness. But this man is saying, I should take up my bed and walk. You know what? I receive what he's saying, even though I am lame. Faith does not ignore the fact. So because I receive what he has said, I choose to believe that I will walk. Hearing, receiving helps you to believe. You receive it in your heart. You know what? I just believe. I choose to believe. That is childlike faith. That's how children are. Whatever you tell the child receives it, the child believes it and acts on it. Because Jesus said we should become like little children when it comes to the issue of faith. So we are not denying that the body is sick. We're not denying that I'm having problems in my womb, certified by doctors. But I am receiving the word of God here that says that the barren shall become a joyful mother of children. That's an example. So I receive that. And you know what? I choose to believe God, even though I cannot see it. Let me tell you why. The moment Jesus spoke to that fig tree and told the fig tree, no one is going to eat from you. If you walk by that fig tree 5 minutes after Jesus spoke, 10 minutes after Jesus spoke, even an hour after Jesus spoke, the fig tree was still standing. It took 24 hours later, it had withered. That's the way the word of God. You receive it. When you receive it, you choose to receive. It's intentional. That's where the act of the will comes in. It's not automatic. You've got to receive it. So when you receive it, that in spite of the way I'm feeling, I receive it. I receive my healing. That helps you now to believe it. When you now believe it, remember the word of faith speaks. Then you say it. When you say it, then you can act it. When you act it, it comes to pass. Time will fail us tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I trust the Holy Spirit. And please keep your questions coming. We will build on this because we're talking about faith for the impossible. Faith for the impossible. So we're acknowledging that this situation is impossible, but with God, that which is impossible. We acknowledge it. We're not denying it. That which is impossible with God will become possible. The God kind of faith. If you believe, you receive in your heart. It helps you to believe. And then what you believe, you say it. What you say, you act it. It comes to reality. Listen, somebody said, how do I have faith? We've said it. Please play this tape back. I have said some things that I believe caused me problems. How do I correct the wrong things I have said? That's it. Take the word of God. Remember, faith starts with the word of God, not the word of your mind, not the word of the devil, not the word that people say to you, the word of God. So go and see what God said, hear it, receive it, believe it, say it. You reverse the situation that way, and it comes to pass. Okay, how do I correct the wrong things I've said? So, and then somebody said every circumstance situation speaks. We need to speak back what God has said. Remember what God has said. Jesus, everything Jesus spoke was what he heard his father say. So even him cursing that fig tree wasn't that he just decided, I'm going to curse this fig tree. No, it was an opportune moment for God to teach mankind faith because you need to understand Jesus. Jesus will not even say what the Father did not say. The kind of Christianity at times we see today are people saying what God never said. People prophesying what God never said. No. You've got to start with God, continue with God, and with God. We see some people starting, yeah, people struggling. Let me tell you why you struggle. You started with God. Maybe you received it, you believed it. But then doubt came. When doubt enters, please go back to the word. That's the solution. Don't continue and end up in the flesh. Because the Bible says anybody who is double-minded will not receive anything from God. Our time is gone tonight. Faith is vocally declaring what I earnestly desire in line with the word of God and commensurate actions, having bold certainty and hope for it. Thank you very much, Olu. Listen, we will break this down more. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that what you've heard tonight, you will hear God clearly. If you're watching this, you don't believe in God. You heard tonight the words of God. Receive it. Believe it. Confess it. And so shall it be. You will become a child of God today. Your sins are forgiven. Remember, God loves you unconditionally. It's not what you did or what you did not do that will make God love you. You don't earn God's love. God's love, freely he gives. Freely he wants you to receive. God's forgiveness, God's mercy, freely they endure forever. He gives, freely you receive. That's it. Receive it, believe it, say it, and begin to act like you're free. In the name of Jesus, I speak to somebody today. I break that bondage of fear over your life. I say in the name of Jesus, doubt goes because you've heard the word of God today. You've heard the word of truth. Right now, the truth sets you free in the name of Jesus. I say this because I have received it and I believe it and I speak it into your life. You too also hear it. Receive it, believe it, and say it. Act it, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. We will break this down more on Sunday.